games, gear, grills. Welcome to the Geek Grills Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to episode 138 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills Podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. You can become a patron at patreon.com/grills. I am the Jen, and I am joined by my co-hosts, September, also known as 9 of 12.
Hello there.
And Linda, also known as True Noob.
Hey.
Today, we are going to talk about ageism, but before we get there, what have you all been up to, Linda? What's been up with you?
I've been getting ready for After the End, which is my post-apoc Western sci-fi weird LARP. Yeah, that's all. That was like three descriptors that I think were
all separate LARPs I've been a part of before. No.
Yeah. It's Gonzo Science. It's fun. I've got that I've been getting ready for, like packing and stuff.
Yeah.
I have several works in progress that I'm working on, crochet-wise. I've got this star rug.
Oh, that's fine.
Blue and white star rug. And I'm still working on my pink diamond cosplay.
Yay.
I've got a lot of pieces done. This is a piece for the shoe. It's a little puffball.
It's also a cat toy.
It's also a cat toy. I have to keep them out of here. It needs trimming. FYI, if you make your own puffballs out of yarn, you have to trim them down. You have to give them a haircut. So, just for your edification. I played both D&D and Scion this last week.
Nice.
So, D&D and Scion is, I believe it's a White Wolf, where you play basically like Children of the Gods. So, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's one of the weird, like, White Wolf offshoots. It's like one of the ones that's just bizarre for their branding, I guess, but yeah. It's good. I've only played it like once.
It's fun. I'm playing a Chosen of Persephone, so that's a lot of fun for me.
That sounds fun in general.
I have a puppy, Kerberos. I have a Kerberos puppy.
That's always fun.
So, I went to a very chill birthday party for a friend of mine over the weekend. She turned gasp 30. So she had a party for the death of her youth, quote unquote. Which is kind of appropriate for what we're talking about, I guess.
I know, right? Like, no.
I'm just sitting there going, sweetheart, it's okay.
It's all over now.
It's only beginning.
So that's basically what I've been up to.
Awesome. Well, sounds like a fun week. Ember, what have you been up to?
I went to this awesome show in Charlotte. It's kind of a con merchant show, but it's the Oddities and Curiosities Expo. Hmm. Ooh, it was so great. There was a sideshow, circus sideshow, branch freak show. There were like piercing suspensions, people being hoisted flying in the air by them. There was all kinds of merchants with all kinds of spooky, crazy art things, and the nerd crossover was huge. Like, I saw somebody did these beautiful wood carving paintings that you could, you know, hang up, and there was like a skeleton version of Leia said I love you, and another one of the skeleton version of Han that said I know. Oh. And like taxidermy, you could actually, I didn't have the money for that, but I thought if I did, it would have been an awesome deal. So like $100, they apparently give you everything you need, and you could take like a taxidermy class and leave with something.
I don't know. Like, part of me is so curious and wants to try it, and the other part of me is like, I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, it's, I can like, understand.
It's challenging, but it's cool. I can really appreciate it.
Well, there are some really clever, creative exhibitions of it, too. Like, there was one place that had all these little, like, vignettes made out of...
Oh.
You know, there's like a little mousey with, and she's a rock star, and they got the whole background.
See, like,
her.
That's where it gets weird, and I'm like, I don't know anymore. To each
and
their own.
Like a mouse
to each
fairy,
their own.
Where they had butterfly wings mounted on a mouse, and then a whole little mossy, you know, enclosure under glass. It was cute, created a scene. And then just
really
giant skulls and shit. And I can't, there were an awful lot of, what do they call them? The ICP dudes.
Oh, Hatchet Men.
No. No,
well, that's
no.
Insane Clown Posse.
Insane Clown Posse, yeah.
Yeah, they call the Hatchet Man is like the one symbol thing, but they're, well, what do they call each other? Juggalos.
Juggalos. Yes. There were,
we were going to get there.
So many juggalos in like full clown regalia. That was my Hot Topic lore right there.
I would like to note that I worked at Hot Topic in summers while I was in college. That
but
sounds fun.
Anyway, it was really, really awesome. I went with my friend Leanne, who, I don't know, I guess I was, I mean, she's been talking about wanting to go for a long time, but she's not the person you would think you knew that would want to go to such a thing. Like, she's, like, this tall, and she's, like, cute, and she has this little giggly laugh all the time, and then she was just so into this, like, oh, wow, and it was neat and surprising and fun, and I restrained myself, and I didn't buy a damn thing. Just collected cards for when I have money again.
Nice.
And my husband was a hard nope. He was just like, nope. Especially when he found out about the suspensions. He was just like, nope, nope, nope. I've been reading Lee Soon Shin. I have not heard back from the producers, creators yet. I'm still trying to get them on next week. You can go to leesoonshin.com to look that up if any of you are interested in this really, really good comic.
Awesome. I went and saw Toy Story 4. I thought it was really good. I was entertained. The themes were a little more intense than I was planning for. It was like, there was like a what is sentience and existentialist nightmare or two. Like, I was a little bit like, whoa, this is like, you know, granted the kids probably don't notice it at all, but watching it, I was having a little bit of a moment like, this is kind of hurting my brain a little bit, like making me think things I don't know if I want to be thinking. Like, it's complicated. But it was good. It was definitely worth seeing. Let's see. I've been playing Sea of Thieves, which is cool. Pirates. They finally added enough to the game to make it fun. And somebody bought it for me, so I was forced and compelled to play it. But it's fun. You get to go and attack skeleton fortresses, and there's krakens and giant fish that try to eat your boat, and then you can play with friends, and then you guys like try to escape from other people that are also trying to do pirate things, and then there's the occasional child that yells across from their ship, this is Sea of Thieves, bitch, and then attacks your ship with cannonballs and shit, and that's also super fun. So the PvP in it's kind of weird because you can like decide to PvP there's or not, like, I don't know, it's kind of fun. You get to control the sails and stuff. That's probably the most entertaining thing, is you get to actually like turn the sails with the wind and like sail the different areas, and you gotta like,
do they still have the thing where you can all pull out instruments and play a song
together?
Yeah,
you can play the hurdy-gurdy or the other stuff that you can play, and then like you have like clues that you have to like figure out. It'll be like with rhyming like treasure map clues where you have to like figure out where you're supposed to dig for treasure and stuff. Yeah, I don't know, it's kind of fun. It definitely has been worth the money I paid. Well, I didn't pay for it, but had I paid for it, I still would have felt it was worth the money, surprisingly. let's see. So other than Pirates, or maybe speaking of Pirates, I've been playing WoW a lot lately. it's very piratey right now, or it has been for a while, but the new patch hit, so the Rise of Ashara patch, so everybody has been flooding into WoW. It's been kind of crazy. It's actually been, like, a lot of people logged in. I actually see, like, guild chat is actually, like, the AIE guild chat is actually moving again. So that's been pretty fun. Leveled up, I think I've been leveling my shaman. That's been cool. Never really, and it's been a long time since I played shaman. So anyway, fun stuff. Just video James, all the video James. But yeah, that's what I've been up to. But yeah, I'm pirates, bitch. No, with that, I think
I got one or both of those, by the way, games.
Yeah?
With my Xbox Gold Pass thing.
Yes, yeah. For people that don't know, if you have Xbox, Microsoft Game Pass or whatever the hell it is a game that is on there. So you can play it on Xbox console or you can play it on the computer. But yeah,
So I forgot to mention that we got a little inebriated at the party I went to, and
Uh-oh.
apparently I turn into a terrible backseat gamer when I'm inebriated. It's just
Oh
not a thing I knew
boy.
about myself. We were playing Mario Odyssey,
Oh
and
no.
I kept going, "No, jump over there, do this." And they're like, "Do you want to play?" I'm like, "I can't hand right now."
But I can mind and mouth really well.
I literally, for like the rest of the time they were playing, I was doing this, like covering my mouth.
Oh
I wouldn't backseat
no.
game. I was like, "I'm sorry."
See, and that's the reason why I can't stream certain games, because I don't want to deal with one of you in my chat while I'm trying to like play the video games. No. But yeah, no, it's been fun. But yeah, go check it out on the Game Pass. It is on there if you have that. And with that, I do believe it is time for the Geek Grapevine.
To Steve, assemble! Geek Grills Grapevine.
All right, our resident Neil Gaiman fan extraordinaire,
I
September.
am so excited. I can't even. Because, I mean, a lot of us old school Sandman fans have been forever and ever waiting for them to do something visual. Like, it's a common drinking conversation, like, for me and my husband or other Sandman friends to sit around and cast, like, the movie or the show
Right.
or whatever. And there was going to be a movie, back in 2013, and we really, really thought that was going to happen. Oh, who's the guy? The guy from, Third Planet from the Sun was involved in that. But, like, I mean, he was going to be playing Dream. I mean, that part was cast, which is kind of a
Third
big
Rock from the
deal.
Sun?
So we're like,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yes,
Joseph
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Gordon-Levitt? That's what I was, yeah, that's
He's
what I was
supposed to be
thinking of
playing
too.
Dream.
He.
And it came apart, and that didn't happen. So there's kind of been just like, I had no idea this was going on since. But there is a straight to series order from Netflix for Sandman happening.
Huh.
Like, the deal's done.
Cool.
It's going to be outrageously, like, I'm trying to look in the article. I will post the article in our notes. I had a different one where it was like $50 million, some kind of like outrageous
Good.
budget, which, I mean, it's going to need to be able to do well. And it's going to be the most expensive TV series that DC has ever done.
Good.
The showrunner will be Alan Heinberg, who did Wonder Woman and Grey's Anatomy.
Cool.
So that's super awesome. David Goyer and Neil Gaiman himself will be producing.
And DC's always done shows better than they've done movies. I'll give them that.
It's true. It's true. Now, there was some bad stuff in some of the article. I think I have the Torah article posted, but there was another, excuse me, Variety article about it that made it look like David Goyer wrote a Sandman script with
Huh.
Neil Gaiman. That's not what happened. Goyer's going to be, like I said, he'll be producing here. But Jack Thorne had written a script with Neil, but that was for the movie. That's not for this. So Neil did go on Twitter, and despite all the stuff you're reading in the articles, he himself said, no. No TV scripts have been written yet. So, by anyone for any reason. So, the Goyer and the Thorne, all the stuff being thrown around, that's like either just an mistake about who's doing what, or a mistake with the Jack Thorne script that was for the movie that is scrapped now. But there's really great conversation going forward, because I mean, what part of the story are they going to do? Is it going to be a series? Because it's every freaking four or five issues has an arc of its own, and you could do that if
I
they
want to
went
see
nuts.
Matthew. I want to see Matthew.
I just.
I want to see. Well, there's a big push now, of course, and this is actually possible because of the Netflix relationship, and they got Lucifer, that we could get Tom Ellis as Lucifer in the freaking Sandman movie
That's
or
and to be fair,
show.
that show is really hilarious and awesome. I've never mentioned the fact that I've been watching it, but I really enjoy it a lot. Side note.
I totally love it, yeah.
I had
And
just started
love
watching it
Tom
a little
Ellis.
while back.
And I have my trepidation because, I mean, they have not worked a lot of the actual world into Lucifer, but I have really enjoyed the show. And, I mean, he didn't look like Lucifer, as portrayed in the comics and everything, but I do love the characterization,
I
so.
buy it.
That is a great opportunity. Like, I love him. He's amazing.
That's awesome. I think it's cool that it's Netflix too, and not going to be restricted to like Amazon or Stars, or you know, because there's been so much like I can't afford all the damn premium channels to get all the damn things I want to watch anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another. I'm like, oh, good, it's on something that
like I get.
I do. Amazon apparently turned it down. They were like, that's too much money.
Well, that's yeah. Down.
That's why I'm happy that Dark Crystal is going to be on Netflix as well.
Yeah,
I don't know when that's coming out. I haven't looked. It's soon.
I mean, Amazon makes fantastic freaking content. I mean, mm-hmm. American Gods or not American Gods? Good Omens was great.
I haven't watched it yet. It's on deck for me though right now.
Yeah, but I feel like Netflix is having to step up. Those really seem like that's a major part of the competition right now, and they're not as restricted as, like, you know, the DC one and the Disney one mm-hmm. as far as content. They can grab little bits and pieces like this.
Mm-hmm. All right, Linda, resident nerd news of the week. Okay. You always find such crazy
science,
stuff.
Right?
It's science or technology or craziness.
I love it. So apparently DNA testing has gotten so good now that they were able to take a sliver of a shark tooth from a guy that got bitten 25 years ago and identify the type of shark it was.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
Take that, wink. You can't, now they can figure out more than just your dog breed. Now you're all set. No, geez, sorry. That's crazy.
So I just thought it was really, really cool how far that like technology has come, and this 25 years ago.
Wasn't that like a thing though too, that like when they did so this is one of those things that kind of freaks me out sometimes, because one of the things that they were surprised about when they did the Human Genome Project was that like they expected it to be much more differentiation than it turned out to be, right? That we weren't all mm-hmm. as different as we thought. And then it's like, then they keep talking about like using, I think about this because sharks have like regenerative capabilities, and that's always mm-hmm. been an area for like genetic, where they want to understand in their genetics what causes that. And I'm just like, I don't know, if we're getting that good with DNA stuff, when are we going to start mixing things and it makes it's craziness? Like, I don't know. Well,
they've already bioengineered mm-hmm. a set of twins who are, is it they're immune to HIV?
Something like that. Yeah, I remember
reading
that.
Yeah, something like that.
That's the kind of crap that's crazy. Like, mm-hmm. But, like, if you can do that much with, like, as far as reading DNA and coding it and, you know, understanding it and interpreting it that well, yeah.
It's how far is it until we get to that episode of Batman Begins where it's, like, splicing DNA? I
like
that show. It was a good
show. I want to be Wolverine.
No, it's fair. I don't know. It's just. I don't know. It's crazy because like it's once you can read the blueprints.
I don't want a regeneration where I live too long now.
I mean, as long as I was feeling good. It's like I talked to my grandmother yesterday, and she's just like telling me how old she feels, and I'm just like, oh, that doesn't sound fun. Like I don't want to feel like that old. But like if I was feeling good and I was spry, you know. Could still play video games, I'd be okay.
You gotta use an ancient word while you're at it.
Well,
spry.
I mean, she's in her late 80s, so it's not like it's not like
well,
I'm talking
like my
about.
My dad is, you know, he's struggling with all so many ailments right now. He's just like, they're gonna move out west Colorado or something where I can just die legally.
Jesus. Oh, that sounds really great.
Hey, I love you. Happy day.
Great for the ageism topic today. I feel like there's so much of a theme going on. This is on purpose, guys. We did this on purpose. So this one I put in here specifically, for a multitude of reasons, but mostly because of Linda. So, 2020, we get new Sailor Moon movies. Heyo. That's what's up. I didn't get a lot of information out of it. I just know that... 2020 Sailor Moon. In 2020, Sailor Moon Eternal, I think is what they're calling it. Yeah, Sailor Moon Eternal. But yeah, not really a whole lot more about it, but that's still pretty exciting.
I'm wondering if they're gonna, like, continue with the original kind of movies that they did And it's a variation on the theme of the show, but it kind of in a side universe.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I wonder if they're gonna do it in the new style, like the Sailor Moon Crystal style.
That's a good question. Yeah, I wonder. Like, so I don't know much about, but I know Chiaki Kon will be directing the film, and Kazuko Ogino, these are all horribly pronounced by Jen, right here on the Geek Girls podcast for you. No, will be in charge of character design. So I don't know who either of those people are, but I'm sure there's a bunch of Sailor Moon fans out there that are really mad at me right now who know exactly who those people are. So maybe that'll give us a clue. I don't know.
Yeah.
The biggest Sailor Moon fan that I know also happens to listen to our show and also mispronounces everything, so you're probably okay on at
Okay,
least that
good.
front.
I mean, I could pretend like I know how to pronounce them, but then I would just be lying to everybody.
Hi,
French, I can
Bernie.
kind of do okay. Oh, interesting. Interesting. So they direct, one of those people I named did some Bleach episodes. That's cool.
Ooh. See,
I
Bleach,
liked
I've watched.
Bleach. Well, I
I don't
liked at
think I've ever
least
actually
chunks of
watched a
it.
full episode of Sailor Moon
Like,
of any kind.
so I'm looking at the picture that was given with the tweet, and that is
Mm
very much in the original style
hmm.
from the
Right.
original anime,
Right.
whereas Crystal is a lot, their faces are a lot slimmer and they're very more
But the
stylistic, so
stuff
I
down
don't
below,
know.
there were other tweets too that had the ones that were in the newer style too, so I don't know if that actually gives us clues or not.
They're just pulling stock.
Yeah,
Maybe.
who
They may
knows?
that may just be a stock photo. Who
Who
knows?
knows? But yeah, we'll keep our I'll look out for more. I'm actually excited. That would be fun. I think the
Thanks.
girls of our girls need more Sailor Moon. Mostly more
Yep.
Sailor Jupiter and Sailor Neptune,
Yep.
but also Sailor Moon. yeah, so today we're going to talk about ageism. This is like a thing that has come up in conversation multiple times and has been on our list of episode topics for 3 years now. and we just have never talked about it. And then I don't know, we both, I think, I don't know Linda's feelings on the topic, but I know September and I had a chat where we had both kind of experienced both receiving aid, like the effects of it, and also not realizing we were putting it on others recently. So it was kind of appropriate to talk about it. For those of you that don't know what ageism is, did you get us our Wikipedia definition?
I did.
No,
I figured it would be handy just in case. I
it's
mean,
fair.
you don't want to be those people handing you
There's
the
some people that don't even
definition,
know that
but
it's a thing. So I think it's good that we're talking about it.
yeah, people are, I don't know,
Ignorant.
they're unaware
Well,
of it.
I mean, I didn't mean that in the
But it's
mean way.
basically
I
it's
meant that in
stereotyping and discrimination against individuals or groups on the basis of their age. So whether it's casual or it's systematic, this term was coined back in 1969 to describe discrimination against seniors and patterned on sexism and racism.
Yeah, and a lot of that,
So.
I think one of the biggest reasons that it became, or I don't want to say became an issue, but one of the biggest ways that I think that it became a problem was particularly in the workplace, you know, like ushering the olders out, you know, and getting people to retire and get out of the way kind of for the youngers, and, you know, especially with technology. That was a big thing in the 80s and the 90s where it was like, okay, well, if you don't know how to use this new technology, then I guess, you know, rather than like offering training, just kind of assuming that they're too old to understand it or figure it out and then just like pushing them out, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, exactly. And it's used less often when you're talking about people being discriminated because they're young, and it's sometimes used in really weird contexts, like, well, they can't vote, so they don't have any say in anything, and people their opinions are disregarded. But I think as technologically we've gone forward more and more, there's a lot more application of it being perfectly valid to just not discount youth. I
No, it's
approve of a
true.
lower voting age, for instance. A lot of times they're way more up to date on topics, and they're underrepresented when it's the world we're leaving to them. I personally have discounted someone, you know, we met not too long ago because I was just like,
Yeah, I see that, you know, it's interesting you mentioned the voting age thing because it's not only is it a funny thing that came up on an episode of West Wing, one of my favorite episodes of West Wing, actually, where these, like, students come in and, like, Toby being, like, the most, like, intense and crotchety character sometimes and just such a curmudgeon. And they thought that he was just going to, like, laugh these kids off, but instead he, like, had an actual debate with them about it because it is true. Children have, like, no rights, kind of. They don't. Mm-hmm, you get rights as an extension from your parents, but, like, for example, being on a school campus, like a high school, you have, like, no rights. You have no constitutional rights. They can search you without pretty much any provocation whatsoever. They don't have to have any probable cause to search your person or your locker or anything else. And, like, but yet magically when you turn 18, all of a sudden you get all these rights that you didn't have at 17 when I was out of the house when I was 16. So it was like, I would have liked to have had some of the rights. I couldn't even rent a house. Anyway, but I could take care of myself because I was doing it.
Yeah, and I had a lot of the same thing, but then I found myself discounting someone's emotional maturity.
Absolutely.
And today there was an incident, actually, of all things. I got a call. I woke up this morning. Yay! Great way to wake up. 6:30 in the morning. My son, who never calls home anymore, calls me.
Call your mother.
To get dad's birthday because he's in the hospital.
Oh.
Out on the coast. He's in terrible pain. He's been throwing up for days. They ended up in the ER.
Hmm.
5 hours later, I'm like, can I get an update? You're killing me. And finally, I called his girlfriend. And she was... They had just gotten home from the hospital, and she was livid. She had felt... She was treated stupidly, like as if she was an idiot, as if she was stupid, and because of her age, very much because of her age. I mean, Connor couldn't speak well for himself because he was in so much pain, and she was trying to advocate for him, but they, being out on a holiday week, out by the beach, and being of an age, they're like 23-ish, they just kept assuming, oh, how much were you drinking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were drinking something red. It doesn't mean he's puking blood. She's like, I didn't say it was red. It's black. Like, it's went on last week for a few days, and now the pain is so bad we brought him here. I'm not stupid. And they kept just not listening. I don't know if they weren't writing it down, but they come in and ask the same question again. They took a blood test, they did a CT scan, and then they're just like, gave him some, you know, anti-nausea stuff and sent him home. They gave him some IVs to hydrate him. They just kept assuming that they were drunk college kids, and they weren't. They're there vacationing with her parents and brother and sister or some shit. And he's really, really sick. And they just kept discounting it. And they had them leave the hospital, had given her printouts, like Googled it printouts of, here's what a stomach virus is. You're overreacting.
Hmm.
And she's like, I'm not stupid. I'm smarter than you even. And what the hell are you doing? And, oh, well, if it's in a few days, if it looks like coffee grounds or something that throws up, come back. She's like, I told you that when we came in here. But she was so frustrated 5 hours later, they just left. And, you know, they were probably going to take them somewhere else. So I might have to drive there and advocate.
Yeah, and that's, but there's just always that assumption. They just must be drunk college kids, like, messing around. And I do that sometimes, too. Millennials, it's fun to make fun of millennials.
I had a cop do that kind of thing to me. Like, so, here's the setup, okay? I had stopped for an ambulance to drive by, and a dump truck came and swiped my bumper off of my car.
Oh.
So the dump truck is sitting in front of me, and I'm sitting on the side of the road, and the cop comes over to my car, or over to where I'm standing next to my car, and he immediately sizes me up and says, oh, were you looking at your phone?
And
I was like, no, he hit me. Like, he hadn't even asked who hit whom. He just assumed by my age that I had been the one that was just like, he backed off real quick. but yeah, that kind of shit annoys me. Of course, I still
No,
get
sir,
carded.
and the city's gonna owe me for
Yeah, I get
this.
carded all the time still, which is nice, except people also call me ma'am sometimes, and I get kind of annoyed by that too, so I guess it goes
I
both
correct them.
ways.
I just say mistress if you're gonna go there.
I get ma'amed a lot lately, and I've been taking offense to it. It's maybe because I'm turning 35 this year, and I'm aware that I'm in a new bracket, and it's a bracket that doesn't end until I'm 55, apparently. Apparently, you don't make any different life decisions for like the next 20 years. I don't know.
Nope. Just nothing changes. And we've had a lot of the other kind of ageism going on as long as we've been doing our show. Mm-hmm. Ever since we've gone to video, to live streaming. We've had, I think, one of our first streams very early on, like, oh, look, it's the Golden Girls. Like, yep. And at your guys' ages, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Number
but
one.
I'm not that old either. I mean, I guess yeah. I kind of am for no. the internet crowd.
No, number one, you're not that old. Number two, the Golden Girls kick ass, so whatever.
Well, yeah.
One of the
Golden
greatest,
Girls,
most
like,
wholesome shows of all time.
Yeah, I wish we were that cool. I you know, I'm whatever. We can claim which one we are. And I've had MILF. That was. I get that. Harrison, hearsay, I seem to be getting more of it, strangely, than I do here. You would think we'd be targeting women. Instead, they're targeting a show about religion and politics and coming in and saying, bit of a MILF, aren't ya?
Makes sense.
And I was like, yeah, I'll take it. You know, compliment. But then last week, somebody got this, they were asking to be a mod and typical trolley stuff, and I was like, I don't know you. And they said, oh, but I love thirsty old women.
Yeah, and like,
inappropriate.
Ew.
Like, it's just a creepy thing to say no matter what context, but it's interesting how, and then I get so judgmental, like, how could they do that? And then I realize I do it all the time. Because I hate being associated with millennials. Because, like, I'm on the very end of it. So I get shoved in with it. And I'm always like, no, you don't understand. We didn't have the internet when we were, when you know, I get all, like, indignant about what we did and didn't have technology-wise and how I shouldn't be included in that group. And then I get all judgy. And then I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I'm, like, basically doing the exact same thing where I'm just assuming that, you know, like, it's fun to make fun of millennials. Doesn't everybody love to make fun of... It's a very common thing now, but I think about the bullshit that they've had to go through. Like, I could not have survived middle school or high school with social media like they had. I mean, when you do something stupid, yeah, okay, there might be rumors that go around and the retelling of it. That's one thing, but, like, having the video going through everybody's cell phones by the time you get off the bus from that day of school, like, there's nothing. I don't even know how they handle that, to be honest. Like, kids these days, like, I have nothing but respect for their ability to deal with that.
I feel like I do a pretty good job most of the time with younger people. And, I mean, because I'm not ever shaking my fist going, oh, my God, back in the day, we didn't have all this stuff.
Back
and you guys
in
had it
day.
So easy. I have more just trying to defend myself with the, like, okay, you don't. I have to act like I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't aged out of it. I watched this technology develop. I watched the chat rooms develop. I ran bullet board systems. Like, I get it. You don't have to, like, they millennial explain at me. I mean, and I have decent relationships with millennials that don't have to do that. And I would love to be, I mean, it relates to Linda and I talking about Home Ec last week, or last show. And just, yeah. I will happily teach you to use a sewing machine if, you know, well, I don't know if they have much value to teach me. I mean, I don't want to be like that, but because I don't want to Instagram and I don't want to Snapchat. I could if I wanted to, I've got plenty of platforms. I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm over Snapchat. I don't know. Like, I was just, I can't hang. So one of the things that comes across. So I do think it's interesting because I think you're right. A lot of it is like in the internet community, like the people that are online are the people that have time to be online between the ages of like 12 and 24. And that's why they're the people that are around that are saying this. Like, I just can't figure out why it seems like that's always the age bracket, you know, of the people that are around. And yeah, I'm not in that bracket, but they do kind of like make it sound like, were ancient. Like, I was playing video games, like, on Sea of Thieves. Like, you randomly join a crew, right? And there was, like, a 12-year-old, and then there was, like, these two 15-year-olds, and that's who I was on a pirate ship with, was these three people that were all under 18. But, like, I don't know. One of them was like, I'm like, dude, this little kid is smart as hell. This, like, fucking 12-year-old, like, knows what's up. He's like, well, if you catch this fish here, and you take this bait over there. And I was just like, damn, it's like September's kid with, like, a fucking Pokemon knowledge coming out of everywhere. Like, it was right? just, like, a, and I'm like, damn, this is a smart kid. And then they were just talking about other things, and I'm just like, wow, like, I do not give kids enough credit for their capability of having a conversation that isn't about video games. Like, I feel kind of bad right now.
Well, and I said,
go ahead.
Oh, I do think it is partially time, because I was thinking about, like, we were thinking about getting a Switch because we had a whole lot of fun playing it at the party that I went to.
Do it. And side note.
I was like, oh, I'd love to play it and play through Mario Odyssey and all that good stuff. But I was like, when do I have time? When do I literally have time? Because my free time is full. Like, I'm, and that's what I think it is. Like, a lot of the folks that play video games all the time, or that's like their hobby, or they're younger in the younger generation.
Yeah.
Because they have the time after class or whatever. And I'm like, most post-30-year-olds don't have that kind of free time.
It's true.
And I feel like this is like, we should have inserted a pitch in this part of the conversation, right? Because there's this niche of people between your guys' age and my age, I think, that are making a living at, you know, streaming games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we know how, and we have the history, and we have... have built up enough of life having jobs for a period of time, and that we can invest in the equipment without having to get a sponsor and independently, you know, do this and then hopefully make a living off it. I'm just a housewife, but I don't have the kind of time I need to game as much as I'd like.
The rise of the YouTube star.
Yeah.
Like, a couple of years ago, there were a bunch that just got super popular. Now that's what they do for a living. And I am all, you know, I'm like, good on you. Do that. And I will watch you all the time. But I just don't, for me personally, and for a lot of folks, just don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
But if we made enough, if we had enough
this,
patrons,
I can't
we could make
crochet.
The time and justify it.
I can't crochet and also play video games at the same time. I need my hands.
You know what? It's funny. I hadn't thought about this until we were just having this conversation. One of my favorite guild members, back in a really big guild that I was in, was this one guy who was retired. He had just retired. He'd been retired a couple years. And that's what he did. He played WoW. And people were like, how are you around all day? And you make all this gold and you're doing so all the time. And he's like, well, yeah, I'm retired. I worked hard in my life, and this is what I want to do in my retirement. And so that's what he is. He gets super into WoW. He gets into PvP, and he's like, we're out there, like, trying to PvP. And he's like, did you guys miss it? Healer dies first. Figure it out. And it's like, dude, this guy is, like, 68 years old, and he's making y'all look bad. Like, what are you guys doing? Like,
oh, yeah. Back when I was
it's impressive.
Nester Pwncakes, we had an older couple. These gentlemen were, I think, in their 70s, and that's what they did.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think a lot of it comes from just not assuming, not making assumptions based on age. Like, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Just like racism, just like sexism, just like anything else, making assumptions based on age. And honestly, it's something I have to kind of check myself on. Like I said, it came up recently where I was like, damn. Like, I need to not do that. Like, I was a little surprised. Man, any other ageism thoughts? Any other ageism scenarios or stories?
I mean, you see a lot of insults flung in the whole boomers versus millennials thing.
Yep, you got to touch it. Definitely got to touch on that for sure.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny because Victor kind of introduced me to that, one of my kids, because he kept talking about this boomers doing this and boomers doing that. I'm like, who do you think boomers are? Because he thinks
people
my age are boomers. I'm like, no. I'm Gen X. We have boomer grief too.
I was gonna say, I think is that my mom a boomer? I think my mom might be a boomer.
Yeah,
but she's definitely older than you. Way older than you.
I was like, that's delineated a certain way, but it's become a slang term.
Yeah.
For basically anybody, you know, who's not a millennial who makes fun of millennials is like the boomers. Anybody doing the get off of my lawn is apparently now a boomer.
Well, yeah, and I think that, like, one of the things that, okay, yeah, so anybody who was born from 1946 to 1964, so yes, my mother is a baby boomer, as I suspected. Apparently my stepmom is too, barely. That's not surprising for a lot of reasons. but no, like, I think we do a lot of that with the millennials, too, I think, where we're kind of just, like, we don't want to be associated with them. Like, I hate when people start associating it, because there is all this stigma and connotation that goes with it, and I only barely qualify. I mean, for fuck's sake, Jury qualifies. Like, him and Ashley do their, like, relatable millennial couple streams, where they go out to brunch on Saturdays and have, like, fucking bougie vegan brunch. And, you know, and that's, like, their whole joke is that they're embracing it. But, like, at the same time, they shouldn't really be included. That's a gigantic group if they should be included, too, because, yeah. But I don't know.
The thing with the boomers versus millennials is that where a lot of conflict comes up is that they still the boomer generation sometimes can still see millennials as teenagers because they – some of them raised us. I think the youngest millennial nowadays is around 30. I think. Like, I need to check my...
I don't think so.
Well, they've done weird things with redefining generational stuff.
They they've got Zennials now. I forgot about that. Zennials. That was, like, the response.
Yeah. Because, like, my son, he's only 23, but he was born in 1995, so, I mean, it would be the 90s, linguistically.
Yeah, okay, here it is. It's millennials anywhere between 81 and 96, so they are 22 to 37 years old.
Dude, that's bullshit. yeah, see, and, like... This comes up in dating a lot, by the way. Like, when I, like, control my dating apps, I'm always like, ugh, I can't deal with anybody younger than 28. And then every once in a while, I date somebody that's, like, younger than that, and it either goes really well or really poorly. Like, it's either like, oh, cool, no, they're, like, mature, or it's like, oh, my God, you're, like, a fucking child. Like, I can't even have a conversation with you.
Like, you know, Rob will get a crush on somebody, and I'm like, dude...
She's barely legal, you asshole. Daughter,
do you really think the emotional maturity level is going to be, like, worth the drama? And then I'm like, man, that's really not fair. Because I don't, before I know your life experience, I don't know. And that's not fair. And I was checking myself doing that. Because, like, I first moved out of the home when I was 15. And then by the time I was 17, I, like, went back to school while working, living on my own, and got my shit together. And, you know... I had a different maturity level than, you know, anybody my age, anyone I was surrounded with. And maybe I'm just really immature right now because I keep making friends that it's like your guys' age and younger.
What do you mean your guys' ages? Oh, boy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. What do you mean by that? No,
No, it's a good thing. Once in a while, we'll be talking about something and... They won't know what I'm talking about. I'm like, and most of the time I'm just used to it because I'm a nerd. But when it's something that it's just like a TV show or some kind of cultural thing, like remembering some historic event that happened.
Oh, like an adult that was born after 9/11 happened?
Yeah.
Does that bother you at all? Because sometimes that gets to me a little bit where I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I'm like, I don't know how to talk to you. You don't know about anything. Like,
I was in high school.
See, but that's okay. Like, I started college right after it happened. But, like, that's the weird part. And
I had my second child 5 weeks, like, before that happened, and I was already 33.
But see, like, that's the weirdness, right? Like,
but I remember the wall falling and watching Chernobyl.
Yeah.
And everybody's all into that right now and trying to engage in discussion about the show and it being a huge.
Is that why it's been coming up? Okay, I have been trying to figure out why that has been coming up. There's a show about it?
Yes, they did
there the is a
miniseries
show about
on
it.
I have been like, why is everybody obsessed with this shit from like decades ago all of a sudden? Like, it was like some kind of weird like hive mind bullshit where I'm like, what is going on? What am I missing?
No, they made a show. They did make a show. It's not just some weird sci-fi event.
No, they're talking about the HBO show.
Got it. Okay. I feel like I'm filled in now. See, look, I'm out of the loop. See, I'm showing my age already. I'm out of the loop. I don't know what's going on anymore. Oh, man. Oh, okay. So, name of the game is we're going to try not to be assumptive to our younger viewers. And also, take it as a note, don't comment on somebody's age. It's just not nice. I don't know.
Unless you're doing it in respectfully, like, wow, hey, I have a question for you because, you know, you were around then. Like, respecting your elders is a thing.
No, that kind of makes me nervous, too. Yeah, I kind of want, that's the other part of it, too, is, right? Like, I want to be a cool old lady that gets respect for telling her old crazy stories and shit, you know? Like, I want to be respected as an elder, too. So that's I guess that's the two sides, right? You got to kind of figure out where, but I think you're right. I think it's how it's delivered and how it's said, right?
Mm-hmm.
I dig it. All right. Apparently, we're not going to hate on millennials for at least a week. We're going to make a conscious effort. Conscious effort not to do so.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Speaking for all millennials, I appreciate your sacrifice.
It's like, apparently, I'm still technically a millennial, too. Technically. All right, so you can always chime in. Email us at geekgrills@gmail.com. Give us a ring at 508-474-5577. You can also tweet to us at geekgrills. Grills, what are you looking forward to, Linda?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, After the End LARP is this weekend. Yay! I am excited because I get to play, but I'm also a lot excited because it's supposed to rain. It's okay. I'm not playing an indoor cat, though, so I have to be outside in the rain.
Ew.
Boo. But that's okay. Maybe I'll just take refuge inside a tavern and be like, nah, don't want it. And then we are possibly moving to weekly D&D, which would be super fun, because we're doing Dungeon of the Mad Mage, and that means we'll be able to get through the levels. I think there's something like 23 of them. There's a lot of levels to this dungeon. So that'll be a lot of fun. I get to play my bard, who is also sort of a druid, kind of, because I am a lore bard and I can take spells from other people's spell lists. So,
yes.
So that should be a lot of fun.
Nice. September, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I want to do a little research into artificing, speaking of D&D. My son is starting a campaign, my youngest, where he's playing an artificer, so I got all the artificer stuff from the Unearthed Arcana, and I'm like, this is really great, I have to find a way to do this kind of character in my game. Although, that's a whole other challenge, because we are getting someone else to come play with us, and he wants to be a rogue, and I'm like, we need a healer, damn it! Our party doesn't have a healer. It's killing me. Because, like, I am for the first time in my life playing non-spell casting, non-healer. I'm just a fighter.
Finally,
but
can
I've
just
got the damn Master Sword, so I can't just, like, make myself die to play what we need. I'm not going to do it, damn it. I'll be
pet sitting.
Well, we can only add so many people. And they keep just saying no. We need more girls. I don't know. So, I don't know, that, I'm still trying to be reaching that comic book author, hopefully, to have on next week. Tonight, I am going to open mic. I don't usually go. We're usually recording Harrison Hearsay, but I've delayed that because the kind musicians in my community are putting in a tip jar tonight to try and help raise some money to help me with my surgery.
Yay!
I mean, it
sucks that you have to do that, but yay, I'm glad that they're helping.
Yeah, and on that note, I was going to do this anyway, because September is too nice to do it herself. We have, which I know she's mentioned a little bit of detail about her medical situation, losing her voice and needing surgery to repair it. We're sadly going to be without her voice for at least a while she's recovering, but also Healthcare in America sucks, and things are costly,
right?
And it really is lame. So if you have any shekels that you can spare, or at least can throw a share out there, tinyurl.com/help9, H-E-L-P-N-I-N-E. Anything that you can do to help there would be really, really awesome. And like I said, I know she's too nice to do it herself, even though she should be asking for help and accepting it openly and willingly.
Better asking for money.
Heart, heart, heart. But I'm going to do it. Yeah.
Thank you. I love you.
Help one of ours out if you can, or at least if nothing else, share it around. Me, let's see, what am I looking forward to? I'm finally getting around to finishing my next run of Undertale so that I can move on to something else. Also, the Steam Summer Sale. It always, kills my fucking wallet. But it has some really good gems, so I'm definitely setting up some plans for some more gaming and also for more streaming. So, stuff that I'm going to play on my own and also stuff that I'm excited to finally get around to streaming. So, that'll be fun. And I am definitely looking forward to that. So some of you are listening to us through the recording via some type of podcatching device. However, you have options. September, what are their options?
Well, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on Tuesday evenings. Our next recording will be July 9th at, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern?
Yes. Are we going to be Tuesday
or Sunday?
And hopefully
we'll have a guest. If not, we'll try to come up with something interesting.
We'll figure something out, I promise. And hopefully we can get to a more consistent recording time. It's been shuffling because of my shitty schedule. I'm a jerk. Actually, no, work is a jerk.
Summer's always hard for everybody.
I know. It gets crazy. I'm going to see fireworks, too. I'm making it my effort this year to go see fireworks. So remember, in addition to all the subs and shiny little bitties that we get here on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons. They are the greatest girlfriends on the internet, and you can become a patron today at patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you get a free sub every month for free on Twitch. You can give your money, you can give Amazon's money to us. So,
thanks, Steven, for the bits.
Yeah, woo!
Woo!
Steven Cogswell coming in hot with some bitties. Just to give an example of what that looks like. In addition to that, Linda, how can folks support us?
Another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving a review is free, and they help our ranking, which can help other people find our podcast.
Yeah.
Also, you can join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word.
And where can everybody find you on the internets?
You can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, and you can find me on Twitch under the name True Noob. That's TRUN00B.
I can be reached at 9of12, that's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch, and you can hear me on the Heresy and Hearsay and Trust Your Cape podcasts.
I am The Jen. You can find me at The Jen Says on Twitter, streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheJenPlays. And you can find everything I have at TheJenSays.com because I own that domain. So thanks for listening, everyone. And good game.
Good game.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.